Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
I don't know about you, but sometimes when someone asks how I'm doing, the standard answer is, fine, thanks. Not always the most honest answer. In Ruth, we see Naomi, her mother-in-law, being very honest about how she feels after losing her husband and her sons. She is not only unhappy, but she is bitter against God and depressed about her circumstances and the future. But she isn't faking it. She's being very honest. She feels God has betrayed her. The book of Ruth is a beautiful example of how God can turn a hopeless situation into something glorious. The story begins in tragedy, famine, and the death of Ruth and Naomi's husbands. But because Ruth is loyal and faithful, God rewards her. In her grief, Ruth chose to stay with Naomi. We don't know what kind of family support systems Orpah and Ruth had with their respective families in Moab. Maybe Ruth chose to stay because she knew she could find more comfort with Naomi and they could heal together. Though Orpah ultimately elected to stay behind, Ruth's love for Naomi compelled her to stay. She gladly gave up her family, homeland, and a chance at marriage to follow Naomi and serve God. When Ruth expressed her unconditional love for Naomi, she received unconditional love in return. Naomi tried to push everyone away in her despairing state, but God wasn't having it. He had a plan, and Naomi was part of it despite herself in the moment. Can you look back at a dark time and see how God was faithful even when you weren't? 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself." I truly believe God would rather we be honest about our feelings, even if they are bitter towards Him, rather than try to hide our feelings and be dishonest. He knew her heart before it was devastated by loss and grief, and He has empathy for those hurting. Most of all, He saw Ruth's loyalty and faithfulness, and in the process of rewarding her, Naomi benefited also. His ways are always higher than our ways. Thanks for listening today. Have a blessed rest of your week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.